Some years ago, a crack commando comedy unit were given jobs above their pay grade. These men promptly were put on leave and escaped to an underground podcast stockade in an unknown location. Today, still unwanted by big media, they survive as comics of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and you can find them, you can listen to Guns Blazing.
Happy Near Miss Day, everybody. It's Near Miss Day. It's Tuesday, March 23rd. You're listening to this now. We're recording it the day before. But as you listen to this, it is National Near Miss Day for you, which means we celebrate it on March 23rd every year because on March 23rd in 1989, an asteroid the size of a fucking mountain nearly hit Earth. So we celebrate this every year, just like in appreciation for the meteorite, the giant asteroid not colliding with Earth. So you're supposed to, on this day, like think about what you would do if you knew a giant asteroid was heading toward Earth and it was going to take us out.
First thing I do is go like this. Let's talk about this. You got to crack open a cold one if you're going to try to figure out how not to die when the big one hits. You know what I mean?
Man, I mean, if you have like, you know, T minus 24 hours, it's 24 hours away.
Yeah.
Now, I'm assuming we probably could get like a week, 2 weeks notice at least on something like this because they're tracking it, you know, and they make all the calculations. No, it's heading right toward us.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you had a week.
All right. Well, if that means that, see, well, there's a lot of intangibles that were not really like car dealerships. Do they understand that we're just going to go ahead and drive this stuff around because it's done in a week, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Gun stores, just go ahead and let them fly, buddy. No one's buying nothing. It's all over in a week. Like the commerce part, it would be a nice little question mark in there. Otherwise, I'm going to go ahead and say I'm going to hop on one of the free flights. Probably somewhere exotic as shit, man. Just want to just hang out in the sun and the beach and just kick it with the waves for a while the earth about to blow up. That's the best way, I think. Board shorts, eating some good food on the beach or whatever, some elote, some tamales. You know, good ass tacos, maybe roll around on some sea doos. You know what I mean? Go do a little scuba diving, a little fucking, maybe go do some things in a wingsuits for sure.
Yeah.
I'm going right to France to the most accredited wingsuit school. And I'm like, listen, let's get a crash course, boys. If it doesn't work out either way, it's not working out.
I'm going to try to, you know, have as much sex as I can, obviously. Like, a foursome, fivesome, sixsome, whatever. Like, hey, you guys never done this either. Let's get wild. We only got a week left.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. We got a week to go.
I want to know what Magic Johnson knew, you know, when he was having sex with like five, six women at a time.
Yeah.
I want to know what that was like.
You just kind of say, hey, look, you know what? Maybe I'm just going to have a little harem real quick before I get out of here.
Oh, yeah. Everything I ever wanted to do, I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's going to get crazy. People are going to be, you know, there's going to be a lot of violence. There's going to be some purge shit happening. So you're going to have to be careful about where you go, I think. Because people are, you know, you would like to think that we're civilized enough to be like, hey, let's have a good time. We got a week left. People are going to be doing some dirty shit.
I'd probably go to a downtown area somewhere where I can, with a nice high skyscraper, and I'd bust out some of the windows in the top floor. And that would be my kind of like a patio up there.
Oh, nice.
And I'd also bring up those kite things you put on your back. It's a fucking, and you fly around.
Mm-hmm.
What are those called? You hold on, you get running and you hold on to the bar.
Like a glider?
Yeah, a something glide. Wow, I can't think of that. Man, his brain is breaking down.
You want the motorized one where you sit in the seat, the guy that buzzes around the top, you know, of your house?
This one I might just even float on down, see what's up.
Yeah.
Just the old school fucking whatever it's called when you run And then you just have your pole and you run off the side of the mountain and then you tuck your feet into the little cocoon bag.
Nice.
And then you just roll. And that's what I'll do. I'll do stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I definitely need to be like on the 120th floor and bust out all the windows. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it downtown Honolulu because you know it's going to be nice out. If you bust the windows, you can still crash out nice and easy. It's like sleeping on, you know, your vacation patio when you get a nice beach suite, Todd. You get it. You do that on a regular basis.
If you own a store, like just you might as well leave. Just mm-hmm. walk away because nobody's buying shit. Yeah, we're taking shit.
Calm down.
No one's Everything's buying. Free right now.
Commerce is out, kid. You go get some stuff too, okay?
Yeah.
Go get some stuff, man. You know, you ain't going to keep your stuff. Your stuff's gone. It's out, your stuff.
Yeah. I was in high school when that asteroid almost hit us. I was a senior, 1989.
And, so it came how close?
37 feet.
I don't know about
it. Great. I don't know. Probably I mean, it was far away, but in the grand scheme of things, close. You know what I mean?
Close AF, if you yeah. will.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't affect our weather or anything like mm-hmm. that. It didn't mm-hmm. cause any tidal waves and shit that I know of. So couldn't have been too awful close, but close enough for us to think, wow, this could really happen.
I'll tell you what. I literally had ran by the video of the old tsunami that hit Thailand or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just watching that thing barrel back and then just gradually roll. I mean, it wasn't like the movies where like this monster, I mean, because it was huge, but I'm saying like in the, because of the angle of the video, it's up high. You don't get the real ratio of what we're dealing with, even though you're just watching it. The best part is how long it is.
Right.
You're just like, wow, that's from horizon. And then you just see boats being capsized as it just rolls, dude. And it made me also think, why aren't boats shaped in circles? They could never get flipped over.
That's a great, great thought.
Like a big ass circle raft, like mm-hmm. except it's a boat. Why aren't there no boats that are circles?
Because they always capsize like this, you know, they go left, they go right or yeah. whatever. But what if it's it like was just circle and flat?
Like a bobber.
Come on.
I bet you right now, if you threw out 500 bobbers out there during the tsunami, the bobbers are still going to be bobbing, Todd.
Yeah. I want one of those. Like you can just set in and it has its own, makes its own oxygen and shit. And you just get inside it and you're like, bring it on. You bring on your tsunami.
Let me get a tsunami bobber.
Yeah.
I said, we should all have a tsunami bobber.
I'm just riding around in my tsunami bobber. I got a week's worth of food in there.
I just yank the rope off the roof. We hop in it and just fucking wait.
Let's go.
I mean, how about this? Rope yourself to the house.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're just fishing. And you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna bring a fishing pole so I can fish with a bobber from my life-size bobber.
I like it. I don't know why we're not making contingency things like that for natural disasters. You know what?
I'm going old school red and white too, Todd.
Oh, you should. You got to, I think. It's just a bunch of like, you know, I don't mm-hmm. know how big they would be. Probably, I don't know, let's say 30-foot radius. That way you've got room in there. Like you got a little sleeping, you got a little mm-hmm. sleeping cot, you know, a little, like you just climb up in your bunk. You can sleep and buckle yourself down. You got a little kitchenette, a mm-hmm. little microwave to heat up, you know, your snacks and stuff.
Yep.
You got a little shitter. And when you hit it, it shoots it out the bottom of the bobber. I mean, we got to start thinking in terms of surviving these natural disasters instead of just letting them happen and people dying.
Well, we could have a little poop chamber. It's like, it's kind of like that little area. You got to open a door to get into the door. And then mm-hmm. you open, then when you get back out of that door, then you open that other door and then it all piles out. But then yeah. everybody stays dry.
Absolutely.
I'm pretty sure everybody can visualize what I just said. That's very easily put. but you know, part of it's joking, but part of it's like, why don't have a fucking, every house should, in a tsunami zone area, every house should have a big bobber in the backyard ready to launch. You get to the bobber, dude. Get to the bobber. And then you fucking get in.
Everybody run to the bobber. And it's just a bunch of bobbers floating around until it's all done. And then as the water comes down.
Still, but you're alive.
Yeah. The bobber comes down to the ground as the water rests. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you just hit a button. It opens up. You're like, hey, that's cool, right?
Yeah.
Let's start cleaning everything up.
And then you know what I'm going to do? I might be the first guy to just make my entire fucking house a bobber.
Yeah. Well, why not?
The whole house has to be a bobber.
I think it should be.
and then just tie it to the foundation, or like the tee, if you will, you know, like a golf tee almost.
Yeah.
Maybe with a round stairwell case around it.
Oh,
that's
like
how
that.
The architecture of my bobber facility is going to be, except for it's sat down on it. It's not connected to the tee.
Mm.
So when the tsunami hits, hey, four, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then the bobber goes off the tee, you float around, and then your fucking wench pulls you back to the tee.
I love it. I love it. Why are we not doing that?
If you guys know any community developers or
Elon Musk, get on it, bro.
The bobber, dude. Slap some wheels on it. I could drive my bobber around.
Hell yeah. You know what? There's
fucking wings.
I don't know why, too, we're not building giant engines for our planet. So if an asteroid's coming, we can just move out of the way real fast, let it go by, and then fly us right back to where we were.
Or just make the whole damn planet a ship.
Absolutely.
Later, you know, make whoever has the most free land, we could put the engines on her. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you can make two engines big enough. Like, let's say one engine's the size of Texas. And can you blast off the axis of the Earth and just make the whole planet a ship? And the next thing you know is we're just on a ship banging around to other universes.
I'm sure we have the technology.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that, or I don't know if we, like, do we have rockets that we shoot at it? You know, or are we doing, like a Armageddon? Are we going to fly a team up there, plant some nukes,
mm-hmm.
let them fly off and then blow it to pieces so that it misses us? There's got to be a plan. You know, there's a plan because they've been working on this since 1989. They're like, ooh, almost got us.
Yeah. I mean, again, a couple of big fat wings popping off the poles, you know?
Yeah. You might have to hit your echo cancellation. I just hit mine because I am ringing in my ear.
I thought so. Let me go check.
Yeah. Usually we didn't do that, but everything's changing with StreamYard. So if you're hearing an echo, we apologize.
Oh, was that better?
Yeah, no echo now. So we'll both just keep that check from now on.
Check it out, Todd.
Near miss day. That was a near miss. We almost went a whole episode with an echo. But
that's
we fixed
a near
it.
Miss, dude. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
People don't get it, man.
We're fixing shit. Why isn't the government fixing shit? You know, we just avoided a disaster.
They don't fix nothing. Mm. All they do is hand off the they kind of fuck with it for a little while, and then they hand off the job to another guy from the other side. And right. then his people think he's doing good for a while, and then he don't really do shit either. Then he hands it back off to the other fucks. I mean, literally, that's what it is.
At some point, like, your house too will have like an energy force field, right? You can just activate mm-hmm. it. Like when you go to bed at night, you just turn it on, force field on. Nobody can break into your house. If mm-hmm. a tornado's coming, you can turn it on, you know, and it can't touch your house.
Yeah.
It's undamaged.
Like Black Panther. Like what are they doing, Black Panther?
Mm-hmm.
That's the technology we need right now.
We need to tap into that resource, mm-hmm. recreate it in real life. I mean, if you can make it happen in a movie, you can make it happen in real life.
You can make it happen in a movie. It could be. Look what happened with Michael Knight, Mike Knight Rider. He was the only guy talking to his car on the phone with mm-hmm. a car that drove itself. And guess what? Now it's doable.
Now it's happening.
30 years later only.
Boom. Mind 30 years after Black Panther came out, we're having force fields around all our cities mm-hmm. and you know, our individual houses, probably.
Fuck it. Give me one around me. Give me one whole field. We should just be a bunch of force fields walking around.
You ever thought about how cool it would be to be rich enough to have your own security team? Oh. Like you have a wall around your estate, and you have like a security team that just constantly works in shifts, patrols your property.
It's one of my dreams.
Can you imagine?
I just want to roll around with like at least two dudes in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And the SUV, and then another car following, you know, maybe a chopper overhead on Overwatch. But otherwise, that's probably only on the weekends with the Overwatch.
Yeah.
But still, you want to have a couple of 50 cals mounted in case shit gets hot in the streets. I mean, that's the best way to waste your money if you're a billionaire. I mean, I'm sure that they could say, actually, we got plenty more. But
oh yeah,
from my own out, from where I'm at as a thousandaire,
mm-hmm.
100aire, I'm saying right now, a nice security outfit, eight dudes, two vehicles, possible chopper for Overwatch.
Yep.
What else do you want? That's safe. You're safe and sound, bro.
I mean, and they're all former Navy SEALs.
Yep.
Or Delta Force, or they're all special ops or former special ops.
My security cost is $2 million a year, men.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that a lot. I basically want to live like I'm a drug cartel lord.
Yeah.
I'm in charge of a drug cartel.
Yeah, except I'm not, you know?
Yeah, but I'm just a good dude who likes to party. That's it.
Yeah, you like to party and you like to look cool when you do it.
But yeah, there's a lot of guys around me with machine guns at all times. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, they're talking to their wrists. They're holding their ears. You know what I mean? They're talking. They're sweeping the perimeter.
Did you know? I didn't know this. You know, because the president, you know, once you're president, your family gets Secret Service for life.
The whole family? Afterward.
Yeah.
Oh, just intermediate.
I know, like.
How many of the Trumps are rolling around with special op with security?
Well, he gets it for life. He and whoever he's married to get it for life. And I think the kids get it for a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. I think that maybe wears off after a while, the kids.
Yeah.
But like, so Michelle Obama, she was saying, too, you like, oh, living in the White House would be cool. They would have to get clearance to go outside. So they had, I guess, in their master bedroom, they had this sweet ass balcony, right? And she's like, all the time, I wanted to just get my morning coffee and go out there on the sweet ass balcony and overlook the estate, the White House estate, and drink my coffee and, like, you know, go through my phone, maybe read a book or whatever. But you would have to book that in advance so that they have to block off a street, a section of street, to make sure that somebody's not going to snipe you while you're out on the balcony enjoying your coffee. So
that's what we're talking about here. You know, I wouldn't mind putting a call in right now, letting my security unit know there's a strong chance I'm stepping out on a patio to have a cup of coffee in the morning. You know what I mean?
She said she never did it because it was a pain in the ass. I'm like, I would have done it every morning, bro. I would have been like, hey, get ready in the morning. You need to block off part of Washington, D.C. here because I'm going to sit on my balcony and tweet.
Yeah. Let's make people do a lap. Yeah. What's up, Jarrett?
The president and his spouse get Secret Service for life. The rest of the family gets 10 years.
10 years. Wow. 10 years.
All those motherfuckers rolling around. Every single family, every one of these families got 10 years of it.
Yeah.
Imagine that 11th year, though, when you've been bombing around with your fucking squad for 10. And we're talking Secret Service here.
Yeah.
Oh, man, how great you feel just even just going to, like, Dairy Queen, pick up a Oreo shake, a little blizzard, a round of blizzards for the fam, you know? Then everybody's roll. All right, we're rolling. Okay, everybody, two cars. Here we come. We're coming down JFK. Yeah, we're stopping right here at Dairy Queen. All units be advised, we have four blizzards in route. Four blizzards, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's like Miss Pat talking about when she worked at McDonald's or whatever and Jimmy Carter came in. Like a whole detail came in before him and like swept the restaurant, and then here comes Jimmy Carter with surrounded by another detail just to go up and get a burger.
Now, how about this?
Freaky.
How about the kids, right? If they live in this place where the weed is legal and your dad was president over the last 10 years, it's like, all right, we got a two-car. We're going to the weed shop down on 10th. Like, they have to protect them to go into – they're sweeping the weed spot.
I know. And it's technically federally illegal, right? So even though it's
conundrum.
And they're federal cops. So what do? I guess you just sit there and just shut the fuck up.
Caught in the middle, you know, bureaucratic bullshit.
I mean, you're supposed to be protecting me. That's your number one job. So you just sit here, make sure nobody tries to kill me when I go in and pick out my sativa.
You know what I mean? It's good. You want any vape pens? Anybody want some candies? Marcus, you want a Jolly Rancher? 40 minutes. 40. All right, buddy.
Dude, I ate my ass off today. I can't wait to get back on a normal eating schedule with my Benefit Custom Meals.
Dude, you're pumped right now.
I know, because I think I gained easily 12 pounds this weekend.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you're not, you know, taking a hold of what you're intaking into your body, Todd. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Kayla Mitrione makes these meals, dude, with nothing but 100% love. when you look through the recipe, it's love. I don't care what it says. It could just say all parts love. Mm-hmm. That's all it has to say, because it's delicious. They're so delicious. And I'm eating way healthier. It's like perfectly portioned for me, so I'm not overeating, you know. Three or four meals a day.
When you're eating right, like people always think that it's about working out. Listen, weight loss is 80-20, 80% diet, and that means portion control. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's where it's at. Like, you have to have proper portion control while you're eating the right thing. And then that's where benefitcustommeals.com comes into play, Todd.
Dude, try the tequila lime shrimp, by the way. Oh my gosh. And let's say you're not even worrying about losing weight. You're already a stud, basically. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's fucking delicious, dude. And it's right there made for you. Heat it up and enjoy yourself. Tequila lime shrimp with a couple Coronas.
My go-to meal here, Bernie Mac, dude. The burnt ends with the Mac. Oh man, it is just delicious. It's a home cooked meal. You know what I mean? It just tastes good. It's good for you. And again, it frees up time. People aren't cooking like the world's getting back to where what it was. We're you know, the hustle and bustle is coming. And you're paying too much. Anywhere you go right now, you eat, it's gonna be over $10. And where a service like benefitcustommeals.com comes into play, Todd.
Dude, have you tried their brownie bites? I mean, get the fuck out of here. You can get 12 of them for $15. They're salty, they're sweet, they're crunchy. It's like the most delicious ass snack I've ever had in my life. Like, they're unbelievable, dude. And I'm not bullshitting. Mm-hmm. These are incredible. All their snacks are incredible. And the best part is, Kayla's our friend. Like, literally, these are friends of ours. Like, it's not pushing some company. We don't know what those people do in their private lives. You know, they might find out a year from now that they did some horrible shit to somebody, but not these people. They're our friends. They're awesome.
It's a quality small business. You know, they remodeled, they put in a commercial kitchen, and now they're just putting in work.
Yeah. You can get 5 to 6 ounces protein, couple ounces of rice, couple ounces of veggies, depending on how you want to mix that up. Let's say you don't want the rice. You can double up on the veggies. I mean, it's perfectly customizable. It's Benefit Custom Meals. Let's go ahead and just support small business, support awesome people, and go to benefitcustommeals.com. Use the promo code GUNS and you can get 10 meals. You get 5 free, and they're going to throw in some snacks. So basically what the code does, it gives you like 33% off. So with this deal, you're spending right out at $100.
I mean, for $100, you're not going to get 15 home-cooked, delicious meals and snacks for $100. You get $150 worth of food for $100.
I spent $100 today going to brunch.
That's some bullshit.
Come on. I get 15 meals and some snacks for $100. I mean, shut the fuck up. Go right now and use the promo code GUNS and make yourself happy.
And then make sure when you guys are ordering, you select the 15 for 100. There'll be a drop down. Every menu item has a little drop down bar. Hit the 15 for 100 and then make sure you put in promo code GUNS and you're going to get 15 quality meals for $100 shipped right to your door. Hey, if you're an indie, they'll deliver to your house. They'll deliver.
Come on, let's go.
What do you want? They got your back. Head over to benefitcustommeals.com and use promo code GUNS and you're off and running. Man. Next thing you know, you're going to be eating this all the time. It's so fast and convenient and delicious. It blows fast food out of the water and it's come up city, kid. Definitely one of the best ad discounts we've given on this podcast, Todd.
Absolutely. Bar none. Take advantage. They love you. You'll love them.
And we just got back from Wichita, Todd.
We did, man. We were kicking it at the second Pro National event of the year for the American Cornhole League, Cornhole Mania. It was crazy. We got to do some cool shit. We're still figuring out, you know, what all we're going to do. It's all evolving, but that was a great testing ground for some of the new things that we were thinking about doing with the Guns Blazing Court. So that's going to continue to grow. I'm excited.
That worked out really nice.
Yeah, we got some cool little videos coming your way there. Yeah, check those out.
We do have some great videos coming. we have, you know, there's a lot going that we filmed while we were there, and it was just a great time. And but us doing our own court was awesome.
Us having our challenges at them.
We had challenges. We had them all. We were doing, making them do shit like blindfolded shots.
It was awesome.
All types of shit. And it was, and the players had a great time. You know, the players, they really enjoyed it. It made it nice. We kind of just threw it in the air. You know, we were like, listen, let's just do something different. Let's have some fun, a little bit less serious. And we did. And we had, you know, we had players we knew. We had players we had just met. And they just had a great time. And we had a great time doing commentary on it. And we're going to tweak it a little bit more before it gets to where it's going to live. You know, we hope to have our own area complete, all guns blazing, everything, have just our own mics and just get to roam around and just live it up. So stay, you know, just keep rolling with us on the ACL stuff, because it's just growing right now. We're just trying to figure out where we, how it's all working and all the fun stuff that we can do and how it all can come and, you know, be work out smoothly.
Yeah. Check out little Maya Cup. I can't wait to see how that video turned out. She's electric. She's about 3 foot nothing, and she is awesome.
And she was actually the player of the year last year, the female player of the year.
Mm-hmm. Electric. Oh, man. So, yeah, the next one's in Vegas.
Show, cool. And we had the show.
Mm-hmm.
We had an awesome show. If you're from Wichita and you came out, thank you. You guys rocked. I mean, you could only fit like 70-ish in there. We sold it out. And we just had a damn good time. Those ACL people there was Wichita homies that weren't ACL.
Yeah, it was fun, dude. I like that club, that room. I've never played that Lenny Bin before, and it's a cool little spot.
Yeah. I liked it a lot. It was a great little club and a good vibe. Older clubs, there's always a feel to them. I mean, not all of them. But it's like Dayton, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bowers always hated on us because we always loved Dayton, like the feel of the room.
Right.
Or whatever, like the old school vibe of it. It's because Maury's was an old school. Like Maury's hadn't been there for 50 years.
Right. Yeah, it just
Dayton
feels
has. Yeah. Dayton has, well, they have headshots with fucking Dave Attell and Dave Chappelle with hair on. With hair on their heads. And the vibe in that place, it's just an old building. It's well over 100 years old.
Yeah, I love it.
Was Morty's way? I mean, I love Morty's, and it was when I got up there. Like, I definitely I loved Morty's,
it was a good club, but it was very strip mallish. You know, it was a strip mall club.
Yeah, but it was you know, it was great though. Especially you know what? When Morty's went to the Mexican restaurant, I was madly in love. I was rocking probably my peak of stand up.
Yeah,
just I was so sharp from being on stage so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was just going up there ready to slice fools up, dude.
That's when I was the most prolific for sure. Always writing new shit because I knew it was always going up like 4 or 5 times a week, you know, and at minimum. And then it took that little hiatus with Barstool Sports and Pat's show where it was only going up like once a month.
Yeah.
Then you're like, ooh, boy, it's a little different. Like I would like to get those reps back in. I was feeling it again before COVID hit because
You were
somewhere every week, a full weekend every week, and you're just a totally different comedian. Like people will come see us now and have a great time. I mean, we're good comedians, right? I mean, we're going to make it happen. You're going to laugh, but to see us like now coming from this COVID thing where we're not performing on a regular basis to let's go take 8 months into the future when we're damn near, we're doing at least 3 weekends a month.
Yeah.
We're going to be, it's totally different. The timing and all that shit.
Boom. You're doing 6 hours a week minimum. Then you get the sets in during the week. You know, you're going and doing 5 or 10 minutes over at Morty's a couple nights a week. Mm-hmm. And we had Tuesdays sewn up. So we were actually getting a lot of stage time. And it feels good to feel that sharp and the material just cranking and all the new shit coming out.
It does.
When I had that room at the before I left at what was that bar on Mass Ave? That awesome bar, bro. Burnside Inn.
Yeah.
I sold out only 40 tickets, but I did like 20 shows straight. I was doing 2 shows every Thursday night, and and everybody knew, bro. I went up there with one of those little music things, my notes on it. Yeah, you normally hold the music notes. I had that's from all the bands that play there, but I put my notes on it. I'm like, listen, you at training. All right, this is this is right here. We're practicing. I was like, and I'd be like, hey, if you want to hear the Saturday night bits, give me $20 instead of $10. I'll do some Saturday night bits. I'll do Friday night bits. But right now you're getting the Tuesday night bits.
Yeah, you're at Tuesday night prices, baby. Let's go.
You're paying $10 to get in. You're getting the Tuesday night bits.
Yeah, but it feels good to be able to work shit out like that. I can't wait till it gets back to normal, man. Can't fucking wait.
I wrote like half of the set that I say now, I wrote that at that period.
Damn.
In that period, yeah. I've abandoned some and went back to some older shit, but I had a mean 30 when I left Indy because of that room. I was getting 2 hours every Thursday and then, you know, getting some weekends, but, you know.
Yeah, when I left Pat, that was what, early January? Mm-hmm. And by beginning of March, I had a new like 23 minutes. And I haven't added anything to that. I mean, a couple little isolated things or whatever, but that was like a chunk that was building out to be a whole hour. And it was already at 23 minutes. I was like, fuck, by fall, this is going to be a nice polished hour It was going to be all one theme.
Yeah.
And I never really done that before, but back to the old drawing board.
Yeah. But that's the challenge. That's what feels good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I rattled off a bunch of random things I wrote of the day of cornhole stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And some of it worked, you know, but you also, if you commit to something and people know who you are already, it's going to be a little bit easier. So, I mean, it's not like it was full on. No, crowd has no idea who I am, you know?
Right.
And this is the new random idea. Like I played to the crowd a little because there are some half the people there from pro cornhole people. Or with the ACL.
I love making myself sit down and looking at my life because, you know, that's all I do is talk about what's going on in my life. So every time I'm like, oh, there's just nothing new going on in my life. That's why I have nothing new to talk about on stage. And then like somebody like Bowers will go, what in the fuck you mean? There's nothing new. You're not engaged anymore. There you go. Start talking about that.
How about that?
You go to the low T center now to get, you know, younger. So talk about that. I'm like, fuck, there's always new shit going on. You just got to sit down and identify those and just kind of dig into them and see what's funny about them. You know?
Yeah.
I love doing that.
And you're right. I'm doing the same thing. I have a bunch. I kind of bitched out on the set with actual new material that I've written.
Mm-hmm.
I only did mostly cornhole shit that I had wrote.
Right. Or,
you know, like I knew that I was going to make fun of my body in front of that shower because the mirror was in front of the shower.
Right.
So I thought about the bit for a while when I took the whole shower. And then I was like, well, I can go right into, you know, my perfect cornhole physique and how my center of gravity is at the right, you know, perfect positioning to be a good cornhole player.
Right.
And then, and that went into some other shit, you know, and making fun of the skinny people or whatever. Who do you guys think you are? You know, and then, you know, other than that, like there was just also some inside shit with the ACL pro people. But, you know, it felt good just to get anything new I haven't said feels so good.
I'm assuming that cornhole came from horseshoes, right? I mean, it's pretty similar. Like it used to be a thing, like when my dad, which said definitely my grandpa's, like, just everybody played horseshoes. And if you had a big enough yard, you had horseshoe pits. So that when you're out there barbecuing, drinking, having a good time, you can throw horseshoes. But what a pain in the ass, you know? Horseshoes, for one, fucking heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, we had trouble flying with these bags, let alone, can you imagine flying with a bunch of horseshoes? Yeah, sorry, but I got 8 horseshoes in my backpack. Sorry.
Those are Reynolds horseshoes, and those are all slide horseshoes.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I assume so. And then somebody in the Midwest just cut a hole in some plywood, you know, and they just started loading up corn in a sack, dude.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, it's so much fun once you immerse yourself into it, you know, like everybody's so nice and friendly and you know, everybody that we work with is so cool and just nice. Like generally coming from New York where, you know, there's just not everybody, but there's just a, it's just a landslide of jackals, you know?
Right.
As far as in the business world and your work world. And then now with the ACL, you're just like, everybody's so damn nice. It's like, you can let your guard down and just be yourself.
And yeah, it is refreshing to be around just cool, down to earth people that don't, they don't give a fuck about stupid shit.
Yeah. There's no high, there's no like, and again, we're new. I mean, maybe there are, but you know, overall, I'm like, there's doesn't seem like everybody's trying to fight everybody to be like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like how it all kind of works within this.
Yeah. In the, I mean, they were all like drinking together, like people that you knew were going to end up pitted against each other in the quarterfinals or whatever. Like you would see them the night before butted up to the bar next to each other, having beers.
Well, I'm basically speaking about just the people at the ACL, like for the actual
the staff.
Yeah. Staff people and how awesome and nice everybody is. And it's not like a hostile ass environment. Like Barstool's a hostile environment, bro. Yeah. Motherfucker, you never know when someone's about to try to go off on you in front of, and then fucking go viral or just embarrass the fuck out of you out of nowhere, or just have some ulterior motive of why they're even doing anything with you. You know, like everybody's here just doing their thing. Like they're all just happy to be there and work in this fun ass game.
Oh, absolutely. Well, they're working as a team, basically. Everybody's working as a team there, and they're worried about how the team's going to do. But, you know, let them get – when it gets huge, you never know.
turn around. Get spoiled, but for right now, for the foreseeable future, it's a damn beautiful a group of individuals in operation, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it was nice. Like, we I tell you, when you don't throw cornhole all the time like these guys and girls do, I was sore, bro. Like my lower back, my arm right here in the fold, like it's still sore from just throwing so many bags or whatever.
Yeah.
Like it was, you don't think about there. Some people are like, oh, it's not a sport or whatever. But listen, you got to have some endurance.
It's going a sport, into this bro. Thing. It's a sport. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's a sport.
And it was cool to unwind. Luckily, you know,
we is bowling
go back
sport?
To the room. Bowling's counted as a sport.
It is?
I think.
All right, then cornhole's a sport.
Yeah, it's going to be. They're trying to get it in the Olympics. So, yeah,
and if you don't think it's a sport, then I'll give you five bags to tell me you can get two of those in the hole out the gate.
Yeah, I mean, is archery a sport? Yes. Yeah. So let's go.
Is fucking skiing and shooting a sport? Yeah, it's a gun. You aim the goddamn target at it. You know, you sit there and go, you breathe out. Pow! You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I threw 200 bags today, Todd. I was putting in work today. I'm motivated.
Wow. Yeah.
I went out there with my set of Jersey Shore cornhole boards, official regulated ACL stamped boards, and my airmail box.
Nice.
And I took my 12 or 13. I think I have 13 sets of four. And I fucking threw them each side. I hit the airmail box with every single bag. I mean, I was shooting. I wasn't making it.
Yeah.
Went over there, turn around, throw them all back to the board. You know what right. I mean? Every other round was an airmail box.
Oh, nice. That's a good way to do it.
So I got like 60 bags or whatever. I did at least two down in backs.
So those that don't know, an airmail box basically is the hole and then just enough framework around it where a bag, if it hits just right, might stick on it.
Yeah.
And it's so you got to be, you know, it's for precision. It's to learn basically how to airmail better to increase your success rate on hitting airmails. But it's a fun game to play in and of itself.
I love it. Yeah. We made up our own game with it and we were at your house.
Yeah.
And because you got an airmail box also.
I played last night because when I got home from the airport, there was a party here going on. I let my girl host a party here for her friend's birthday. And there was a bunch of people here and people were playing cornhole. They had the cornhole set up in the backyard. But they had my shitty bags that came with the set, you know? So I was like, oh, let me get the other bags. And, there was one of the comedians, you know, him, Alex Price, fucking good at cornhole.
Really?
Yeah. If he even worked at it at all, he would fucking be great.
He's built for it.
And I think there's an advantage when you're like 6'8" because you know what I mean? You automatically have arch.
Yeah.
So yeah, when he extends his arm up, boom, he has great form and everything. That bag's already landing. I mean, it's at 10 foot.
Let's not forget to let everybody know that that was a 10 game match between you and I, and it was 7-3.
Yeah.
Your boy won 7 out of 3. Todd won 3. Todd had a nice little hot run going there at the end. He won 2 in a row, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I won the final third one, and that was our final. Because it was like I was 6-1.
Yeah.
And then you won 2. And then you won 2 more, and then I won the last one. So I'm 7-3 right now looking at Todd. Again, I'm a two-time national champion right now on the podcast, as far as us. But again, you never know, man. Anybody can win. Anybody can play, dude.
Yeah, and the key is like now I have bags, so I'll be able to stick with one set of bags. Like that was driving me crazy all fucking weekend. Go from this bag to that bag. Sometimes we couldn't help it, but we were playing doubles then.
Yeah,
you just had to throw with whatever they had. But boy, I tell you what, when you grab a fucking bag you've never thrown before, just forget it. Forget it.
Dude, the new Guns Blazing podcast bags, I already washed them and dried them, and I was out there working with them today. They are 10 times better when you put them through the cycle.
Yeah, I'm going to do mine tomorrow. Try them out.
That's nice.
There's a bar down from me called the Blind Owl.
Mm-hmm.
They have concrete, basically, platforms.
We need to have
Your own boards.
Yeah. You can bring your own shit.
Yeah, you bring your own board, set up there, and just play. I'm going to start going there sometimes, I think, and just when I really want just to make sure I'm throwing on even level ground.
Yep.
And just as long as you buy beers, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, buy beers. That's it. Take your own bags in. You know, I think tomorrow night is league night. I might have to fucking pony up and get over there, put in some work.
Do it.
Because you can play by yourself. But until you play somebody, it's like sparring, and you know, you can hit the meat, you can hit the big bag, the heavy bag all you want. But until you get there and start sparring.
Yeah, when you got to deal with a block or something, you know, and you're worried about, you know, I can't afford to risk it here because if I miss, that's going to fucking, you know, mean 3 points versus 2 or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great way to relax, man, and unwind. I just, you know, when you play cornhole, you're not thinking about all the fucking problems in your life. That's what I like about it.
My lady shared a great song with me, bro. And since we don't put the whole podcast on YouTube, we only put the highlights and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think you could play it on the podcast because it just won't go on video. I sent it to you, Todd.
Send it to Jarrett.
I sent it in the private chat, Jarrett.
Another good way to unwind for me, other than cornhole, my 3G. Three G,
Unwind City.
It's the best. I'm so in love with 3G. If you're not using 3G after hearing all these ads that we do, guys, you're missing out. Like if you're into this stuff at all, you might as well make sure. Let's say you're at a state where THC isn't legal. Mm-hmm. Get you some Delta 8, dude. Get part of that Delta 8 life. It's a federally legal version of THC that is a perfect hybrid of CBD and Delta 9, which is not legal everywhere.
And let me tell you right now, the gummies are where, and that's my shit, Todd. I'm all about, you just feel comfortably numb. That's what it really comes down to.
You're humming along, dude. You're feeling great. You get all the basic medicinal effects of Delta 9 without the laziness, anxiety, paranoia, or mental fogginess that you can get sometimes from this is the shit. Literally, guys, if you haven't tried it, just trust us. Try it one time. It will change your life.
I'm a lifetime stoner. I'm telling you, this is not CBD. This is a different level. You get a buzz rocking.
Yeah. Feel you amazing. Know? Still be functional. As soon as Sean told me, like, dude, this stuff really works, then I knew. I mean, he smokes every day. So this is the real deal. Get you some. It's 100% hemp derived, federally legal, and available online at 3chi.com. The number 3chi.com. And if you use the code GUNS at checkout, you get what, Sean?
They get 5% off their entire order, Todd.
5% off your order. You must be 21 to purchase. Quit fucking around with anything else. Get you some 3G in your life.
And it's 100% American, dude. It's made in USA with USA grown hemp. What more do you want?
If you're not using it, you're not a patriot. So think about that.
Yeah. So you might as well just move to Russia and learn the tongue, the native tongue.
Go to North Korea. Just move there. It's great. It's going to be great for you.
Or they could just go to the website.
3chi.com. Promo code guns. You're welcome.
That's it.
You got this song, Jarrett? This is called the Cornhole Song, by the way. By
it's a Cornhole Link. Song.
Everybody used to call me unathletic. And granted, my vertical leap is still pretty pathetic. But now I'm the champion on the tailgate scene. 8 bags, 2 boards, 2 holes, that's all I need.
Play the Cornhole Song, babe.
Most sports require all sorts of skills. But I prefer the ones I can do while consuming meals.
Yep.
You gotta try it before you knock it. Try to name another sport to top it. When you can win with an open cold one in your back pocket. Singing cornhole.
There it is, kid.
Good for your soul. Sport by 2024. Halfway through the game, we don't remember the score. But we're happy to start all over because it means we get to cornhole more. Who would have thought that a couple of guys could contribute so much to the greater good just by cutting a little hole in a piece of plywood?
I'm telling you, it's a great track.
There's a void in my soul, shaped like a cornhole. I love it so much from this moment on. I'm changing my name to Don Cornholio. Everybody wants cornhole.
That's a track, kid.
Before I say, hey, everybody wants cornhole and back throwing. It's good for your soul and good for your back. And better for your image, no pressure, my brother. Cause there's always a scrimmage on tailgate.
These little kids and shit.
This has got to be the greatest sport ever presented. There's a whole lot of nigga.
All right, Jared, that's cool.
Love it.
I mean, that's a good ass song, man.
That is. That is.
It was nice out today too. I rode my motorcycle to meet my lady for lunch.
Oh yeah.
I put a Long John shirt under the hoodie, some jeans, and I was out.
It was warm here. We went and had brunch outside on a patio.
Yeah.
It was nice. Yeah. I was so fucking hungover though, dude. Like this party last night got out of control.
It did. How many people were at your party?
Oh shit. There must have been 30, 40.
Really?
Yeah.
Just a fucking
bash.
Just a goddamn outbreak center.
It was a good time. We had a fucking fire going.
Oh, yes. Oh, you had the fire going. Mm-hmm. You had some people over there. The bar was who's a volunteer bartender?
I think my Angie jumped in, the birthday girl Darcy. It was just happened to be like 7 bartenders.
Yeah.
There.
And so they're all gonna want when you bartend and you get to a house like that and you get a little free range, you want to get back there.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get back there.
It was a good time.
That's nice, dude. Let's get the grass. You just got done mowing all the grass and mowing up all the leaves. So obviously that's all cleaned up.
Yeah, I got to get the TV back up out there. Other than that, the bar is up and running.
Yeah, it's time. It's time to bring the TV out, give her the spring cleaning. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You should do that. You should invite people over for a bar clean party. You get a couple of cases of beers, right? Get some people over there and just get the yard dialed in. Let's people want to help.
I want to pour a concrete platform for cornhole like they have at that bar.
Good idea.
It's like
right out in front, bro.
Oh, within the backyard. I don't want my neighbors watching me play.
Well, I mean, like right in front of the bar, not in the back. Not in the front yard, bro.
I tried throwing in the front because I got a long ass driveway and it's like level as fuck. So it's good for setting the bags up out there. But then fucking people want to come up and start talking to you.
Yeah, don't invite the neighborhood. Oh, like fucking old jack off that showed up that one day and we had almost kick him out of your house.
They'll start screaming at you from across the road. Like, I'm fucking throwing bags here. I'm trying to concentrate.
Can you let this kid work?
This is serious. Playing a sport.
Jesus.
Damn.
But yeah, that's great. Backyard's gonna be dialed in. You gotta, you know, do you have the lights going from the house to the bar?
Yeah, string lights? There's one string out. I gotta order a replacement string.
Okay.
But other than that, and then
they're cheap on Amazon.
I've been looking at building an axe throwing target, like a legit axe throwing situation, getting it set up. So I gotta get some specs together.
Figure out how much specs, costs. Guys. Maybe you guys don't understand it, but maybe you don't get it, but Uncle Todd knows specs.
Get the specs. All
about specs.
Got to make these things to regulation. If they're not World Axe Throwing League dimensions into their specs, then it's not worth doing.
No.
For sure. So no, not even do that. Got to hook up in Louisville for some legit axes. This guy makes some legit axes.
Oh, yeah?
Throwing. Yeah.
Your backyard is just going to be popping the fuck off.
I'm going to get some horses so we can throw. Because I think our thing could be axe throwing from horseback.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. You can get a nice little trot going before you let the axe fly, you know?
Right.
Because you got a big backyard.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a nice trot going.
Yeah.
You know, there's a place for the horsies to hang out over there and eat hay and stuff and oats.
We can get the smaller horses to start with, you know.
Oh, Shetland pony stuff.
Yeah, we'll get some Shetland ponies.
It's going to be more of a crowd pleaser, too, I think, if you fucking go horseback on the Shetland.
I think so, too.
That's where it's at, dude. What's Hey, Jared, can you see how much a Shetland pony costs?
I'll start saving now.
You have to get different color ones, too, bro, so it looks like, so it really brings out the crowd, you know what I mean?
Yeah, get a white one and a black one.
Dude, we're creeping up on this podcast party.
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
They range from 500 to 1500.
Oh, dude.
That's cheap.
We're about to get that stimmy, kid. That's stimmy money.
I get 10 of them.
You get three of them with your stimmy check alone, Todd.
Yeah. We'll be able to play. We'll go play basketball on horseback.
Get a couple used Shetlands.
Mm-hmm.
You kidding me? I'll throw a couple Shetlands in. I'm going to donate two Shetlands.
Why not? They'll eat the grass, too.
Hey, maybe we get tired. Maybe we link up with a Shetland farmer that's kind of over it. You know, he's lost. He's
giving
his
them away.
He's trying to just get doing two for one Shetlands.
I'm sick of this Shetland life. Take all
these
little of them.
Fucks. They're not as, you know, having a couple of them is smooth. You start fucking around 50, 60 Shetlands. It ain't all bowls of cereal.
I know. I don't know why and Lord of the Rings, the ones that live in the Shire.
I know. I didn't watch that.
I don't know why they don't ride Shetland ponies. They should have smaller horses. They're little people.
Now,
tiny.
I would like to know how much weight a Shetland can carry. And people do little, like if I'm a little person, if I'm under 40 pounds, if I'm 60 pounds, can I ride a Shetland?
Oh, yeah.
If I'm a little person?
Oh, yeah. You can ride a Great Dane if you're 40, 50 pounds.
Yeah, but don't mean they're going to do what you want them to do. You know? Mm-hmm. You know, they break ponies. You think you could train a Great Dane? Do you think a little person's ever done that? Do you think they've ever just been like, yo, fuck it. You want to make me little? I'm going to go ahead and just start riding around all the animals then. How about that, fuck faces? And you're going to all be jealous of me.
Yeah. I don't know, but I know, like, monkeys, you know, they ride dogs a lot.
Yeah.
I've seen it on the internet. So they like riding dogs a lot. So I assume if a monkey can do it, a real tiny person can.
I'd like to meet the guy who first got a bear to ride a unicycle. You know, that'd have been nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was this guy doing? Telling his buddies, I'm going to get that fucking thing on that unicycle. They're like, eat a bowl of shit, bro. Ain't no way that bear is going to ride a unicycle. Next thing you know, it's not only doing that, but he's juggling too with a fucking hat on.
Come on. Let's go.
Come on, guy. What a pioneer.
He was just tapping into what bears were capable of doing, too. And then it's like nobody took it from there.
Bears knew deep down what they wanted. They wanted to ride a goddamn unicycle in the circus at the Big Top, juggling with a cool hat on. That's what they wanted. And occasionally bite somebody's face off and get away with it. You know what I mean?
Why didn't they expand on that? Why didn't we have why weren't we racing bears on unicycles? You know, that would have been fun to do.
Yep. Let's get him around the track. Let's start betting on him. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're a bear. You ride unicycles. You know? You juggle. You eat two faces off every 5 to 6 years. Not a big deal. Low ratio compared to ticket sales.
I had this dream, dude, and I have it all the time. If I smoke, it's like the third time I've had it. And we got really, really high at that party. So when I went to sleep, I had this dream. It's like the third time I've had it where my house is just surrounded by alligators.
Okay.
And it's not my house in the dream. I mean, it is my house, but it's a different house, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in my dream, it's my house. But I can tell when I'm looking at it, this is not my house.
Yeah.
But everybody else around me not thinking it was such a big deal. And at one point, I remember I was like, there's 13 alligators all over. Like, you look out. I had to look out every window. There was alligators. And I'm like, why is nobody freaked out? And they're like, it's not that big a deal. And I'm like, going crazy about it. And sometimes somebody would open a door and I'm like, don't open the door. And an alligator would make it in, but it wasn't like biting people.
Yeah, I was hanging out.
I could like shoo it out the other side, but I was like scared the whole time. And I don't know what that dream's about, but I've had it three times now.
That means something because the third time's a charm.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Jerry can Google.
The alligators definitely represent something.
In my dream that are not mean.
Or maybe
friendly alligators.
Maybe it's a control thing. Maybe I'm feeling like I'm losing control of some aspect of my life because I couldn't control the fact that alligators were just freely walking up through my house.
Yep. You know, we'll see what the internet says. Here's Jared.
We're interpreting dreams. When an alligator appears in your dreams, it could be a sign that you have discovered a hidden instinct within yourself. It could also mean that you have experienced or uncovered an act of treachery or deception in your life.
Oh shit, Todd.
Wow, maybe I'm being a sneaky fuck.
Maybe you got maybe you got some treachery going on, Todd. Some deception.
Maybe I'm just being irritable because, you know, alligators, so they're always irritable because they got all them teeth and not one toothbrush.
That's why they eat the salmon. Salmon gets high in nutrients for your teeth and your gum and gingivitis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you imagine if your name was Ginger and then you got gingivitis?
Oh.
That's just like it's meant to be, right? That's how the universe speaks to folks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no other way around it. I got gingivitis. Your name is Ginger. Yeah, wild. My last name is Vitus.
Oh, shit. All right, guys.
Wrap, bro.
Here's the thing.
Subscribe, guys, to YouTube, please.
Subscribe to YouTube because we got some cornhole videos coming out and shit. So,
and the shooting videos coming out, the snow shooting.
Yeah, and it looks really cool so far. I think it's going to be pretty electric. So if you just want to do us one little favor, you know, outside of, you know, do yourself a favor and get some fucking awesome meals from
BenefitCustomMeals.com. Use promo code GUN. Select 15 for 100.
15 for 100. So do yourself a favor. Go there and do that because you're going to love it. Do us a favor. Subscribe to our YouTube because we're working hard on it.
Yep.
We love you guys.